Tonight we have a huge return, a couple of debuts, a match of intercontinental proportions, and if you see Braun Strowman, make sure he's still breathing. It's a pre-Turkey Day Raw After Show right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay, we didn't get the screech. I was holding it.
Started it.
I was holding
post
the headset
screech.
Out. Yes, it is post-screech, not the one from Saved by the Bell. Thank God. We don't need him on the show.
What if?
What if, though? You know, Belding would be right behind him. Now,
hey,
what's
in the
going
studio,
on
can
here?
Can we check if Screech is available
yes.
for next week?
Oh, no, he's available.
Live via satellite.
Trust me.
Justin Diamond.
He's probably available.
He's in the chat right now.
Yeah, you guarantee he's under, like, a weird alias with a Twitter egg as his profile picture. Welcome, everyone, to the Raw After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We are after Survivor Series. We are after TakeOver. What a weekend it was. So much. I hope you all tried to sleep a little bit last night. I doubt you did, and we sure didn't. And here we are after Raw, once again in Houston. Houston's had a hell of a weekend, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yes, they have.
I mean, they win the World Series, and now they have all this, much deserved after everything that Houston's been through. It's nice to see them have some entertainment, have a World Series champion, and we're happy to be broadcasting with you. This is the first time the three of us have ever been together, and yeah. I know that because these two just met for the first time.
This yep. is true. This is a fact.
Beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And everyone in chat roll is saying Christian invading Raw. As you can see, it's yeah. very intense.
Yeah. Yes. There's so much tension in this room right now.
I'm too tired to be intense.
And I started out on the NXT show.
Oh!
So you got
called up.
Yeah, I got called up.
Congrats.
Thank you. Feels yeah. good to be here.
You deserve it.
All right.
Haven't you been on Raw, the SmackDown after show as well?
She has not been on the SmackDown show yet.
I've been on Raw before.
This is her audition.
Yeah, I want to say.
I got to see how she does.
That way you'll be on all the shows on wrestling.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
I'm slowly just clawing my way onto all the shows.
They call her the Renaissance Conlon. Yeah, because your name and stuff. Yeah,
because my last name, yeah.
I could have been a lot better with that.
I'm familiar.
All right, I'm at Jay Quasto on social media. Johnny the Quasto B, my name. That gentleman right there, he's the host of the SmackDown After Show every single week. You can follow him everywhere at The Real Rosenberg. He's Christian Rosenberg.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy 72 hours of wrestling.
Ugh.
And congratulations that your brand won Survivor Series.
You know, I don't think we're exactly thrilled about how they won.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not crazy about it either.
We could talk about it. I think we should if we have time.
But by the way, side note, does this mean with Survivor Series weekend next year being in LA, is this now predicting that the Dodgers are going to win the World Series next year?
Oh, boy. I
can
hate
we just
LA.
Call it now?
I'm just going to say it. I love it when LA teams lose, so yeah. I hope they don't.
Just in football, where there's the rule that if you go to the Super Bowl
sure.
or the World Series or whatever, but you don't win, then you don't make it the following year. That's like a
football.
It's like
thing.
Murphy's rule, but it's just in football.
Sure,
a lot of the Super Bowl losers tend to have bad seasons the following
yeah.
year.
You know right. what I'm talking about, yeah. right? There's, I think there's like a name for it, but I don't know what it is.
There's been a few teams that have won Super Bowls multiple years in a row, but you're
yeah.
right. Generally, whoever.
But if you lose the Super Bowl, then you like suck the following year.
Falcons are doing okay, but they're still heartbroken over the Super Bowl because who loses a 28-3 lead? Anyways, next to Christian Rosenberg, she is the brand new part of the squad on the Raw After Show. She's a very funny comedian. She is new to Los Angeles, mm-hmm. which is really fun. And she's wearing the coolest yoga pants I've seen in quite some time.
See,
it's okay.
There it is.
There's dogs on them.
There's bulldogs.
If you go to that one.
That are yoga posing.
Go to the hard cam.
Follow her. She is Nicole Conlon, I believe, at Nicole Conlon.
Yes.
With Conlan.
Yes.
Boom.
Well done.
My memory. Sometimes it works.
You nailed it.
So overall, before we get into Raw, we don't have, obviously a ton of time to cover a three-hour show. We're going to do our best. Overall thoughts of, we talk about, Raw wins 4-3 last night. But we got to talk about the main event, because that's really got a lot of people talking, a lot of people confused, I'm being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make out of it? Because on Raw tonight, we didn't really get an answer as to why Triple H pedigreed Kurt Angle and then helped Shane McMahon pin him and then pedigreed Shane McMahon and then stared down Braun Strowman and then pissed off Braun Strowman. Whew, I'm tired now. Thank you, Tony.
That's one thing I'm glad about being on Tuesday, so I don't get terrified by that scream.
Yeah. What's the scariest song on SmackDown?
Glorious? I don't. That's not that scary.
Yeah.
No. I don't think anyone really scares me on SmackDown.
Well, if the Ascension ever came out, maybe that.
Well, Harper, Bludgeon Brothers when they debut tomorrow.
You sure?
Well, they're scheduled to.
Okay.
Twitter changes things, so who knows?
That'd be great.
They are scheduled to debut tomorrow.
Good. I hope they wear like hazmat suits and whatnot. That'd be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what you're saying with the main event, Triple H is now feuding with four people at once after he wasn't on TV at all since WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And it...
In his company.
Right, and I got no problem with, like, everyone's freaking out. Oh, this person was eliminated first, this person... I'm like, well, it's a Survivor Series match. People are going to get eliminated. So I'm not against that. But when... As far as Team SmackDown, and I'll probably talk a little more about this tomorrow, when the guy who lasts the longest is the one non-wrestler who seems to be the strongest out of everybody.
Yeah.
But then with Triple H, pedigree and angle, we don't understand why. Then Trick Shane, don't really get why.
I'm wondering if there was something that was supposed to motivate it that didn't happen. And then they were just kind of like, well, we'll do it anyway.
The only story that I felt progressed well was with Finn and Joe.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we got more of that tonight.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you had, for SmackDown, you know, had Rude and Nakamura knocked out first, which they're two major players on SmackDown, so,
Right.
Whereas Orton's kind of been just Ortoning, so it's like, yeah, it was unpredictable, that's for sure. And then Cena goes out somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And then you're left with the geriatric division.
Well, except for Braun. Braun is...
Oh, yeah, I forgot Braun was still there.
Braun eliminated three
because
people.
Survivor Series... I was all ready to pen it in as the best pay-per-view of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Until the main event.
Yeah, the rest of the show was really good.
I thought every other match was outstanding on that show.
I thought SummerSlam was great. WrestleMania, it's just so long.
Yeah.
Then again, this was 3 hours and 45 minutes.
It was a long show.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm trying to remember if it is my favorite. Royal Rumble's always so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, if you ask me right now, I don't remember who won the Rumble.
It was Orton.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? It was some of the best booking of the year because they brought out Roman second to last, and which is so smart because then you're excited when it's Orton who wins, you know, or they brought out Roman last or whatever. So he's the last thing that you saw. So then everybody in the audience is like, oh, well, it wasn't Roman. So, hey, there we go. And that's how you get people excited about Randy Orton. Okay.
Yeah, no, the matches last night were incredible. It's just, wow, the ending was very... And I thought we'd get an explanation tonight, especially with the first segment. And we didn't really get an explanation.
Not
Stephanie, yeah, she hits the ring. She said, let me introduce you to the man who won last night, who led Raw to victory. My husband, Triple H, he hits the ring, doesn't even say a word.
Mm-mm.
Angle storms to the ring, gets right in his face. And I love this, what Angle did here. And he said, you know, don't even try to, like, whatever, whatever. I'll get right in your face. Well, I'll beat you up. That kind of thing. And before Triple H says anything, Jason Jordan hits the ring. He's pissed. He wants to fight Triple H. Sure. And before that transpires any further, Braun Strowman hits the ring. He gets in Triple H's face, and Triple H slowly backs away and leaves. So we really didn't even get any answer.
Strowman get into his face is an understatement. Strowman,
he got above his face.
Yes, yeah. Strowman, like, engulfed Triple H.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he really did.
Yeah.
But I was shocked we didn't get an explanation.
We got nothing.
Triple H didn't say a word about why did I pedigree Kurt Angle. At first you're thinking, okay, Shane's his brother-in-law. But Stephanie just got done saying earlier in the night, snap his ankle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we all speechless?
Well, yeah, it's we just don't get. So Kurt Angle then comes out tonight, pretty much threatening to beat up Triple H.
Sure.
And at that point, then they're just like, and he was saying, I don't care about my job. And Stephanie's like, don't forget about your job. And then he's like, oh, I got to calm down.
Yeah. It's just confusing.
It's a little muddled.
Yeah.
To say the least.
But it's also not like a big enough deal that I'm going to keep carrying if they do explain it in like 2 weeks.
Well, you would think, I was kind of hoping this main event would lead, like create maybe three or four different storylines.
Yeah.
And it feels like right now,
not so much.
Yeah. And like I said, we started off tonight, just a lot of staring. And then Stephanie makes a match, Jason Jordan versus Braun Strowman, because she's like, you're not going to fight my husband.
Yeah.
But if you want to fight, you fight Braun Strowman. So, boom, we have that match happening tonight.
And you also remember, Raw doesn't have a pay-per-view now till the Rumble. So, They're gonna put next is Clash of Champions, which is SmackDown, and then comes Rumble.
So we're not doing Roadblock this year.
At least not at that time of the year, unless they change where it is in the calendar.
Right. So there's one in December. That's it.
Yep.
And then
Rumble next. Like mid-January.
Good. That's okay.
So for Raw, at least for probably the next couple weeks, there's not going to be a whole lot of progression in stories.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's exciting. The Rumble's only 2 months away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So, yeah, we got Jason Jordan versus Braun Strowman coming up on the match. First match of the evening, you mentioned Samoa Joe, Finn Balor. Obviously, they did not get along at Survivor Series. You know, Samoa Joe saying Finn Balor tried to hog the spotlight, caused them both to get eliminated, the whole deal. Mm-hmm. This was a really good back and forth, a lot of violence, a lot of offense from both. But, of course, Joe catches him with the Coquina Clutch at the at the end of the match, obviously, when he makes him tap. So
you're a little choked up from that, too.
Yeah, I know. It's... Gosh, it looks so painful when he does it.
Yeah.
Are we surprised that Joe won this clean?
No, because he's Joe.
Yeah, he's good. And I forget, because he's a big dude, and I forget how agile he is. Mm-hmm. And watching him, like, leap out of the ring, I was like, oh, right, he's like a large gazelle.
I say it all the time. He's a large gazelle. I don't say that, but I agree with it. He's, like, the most intimidating person I've ever sat next to. Like, you feel the violence... aura rising off his body,
really?
And mm-hmm. it flows
what
onto
did
you.
What did you sit next to him?
Radio Row this year.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, he sat down and talked to us for a little bit, and like I sat down next to him, I just told him during the interview, I said, "Hey, man, I just want to let you know that you're really scary."
I got to interview him. I think the previous year in Dallas on Media Row.
Scary then too.
And like he put his arm like around me. And I was like, I'm gonna die. This is like you're filming my last moments on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Him, and Tito Ortiz are by far the two most dangerous people in the history of Huntington Beach, without question. Everyone else is buying surfboards and board wax, and that's it. But those two, killers.
Yep.
So I don't know where this goes. To be honest, I don't know if this continues any further. I mean, heck, we still Bray Wyatt's disappeared.
Yeah.
So I guess that's over with Finn?
Yes.
I think so.
Which it
I don't
should
know where
be.
Else they would go with it.
Yeah. Do you think this goes any further? Or do you think this is kind of like squelched?
I think they could get another week or two out of it if they wanted to, but I don't think it needs it. Mm-hmm. I would be fine with it.
I think this could go to Rumble. Mm-hmm. I think they,
you think so?
You know, it could just be about Finn for some reason not being able to find ways to take down Joe. Like he gets a rematch next week and Joe mm-hmm. beats him again. And, you know, it could eventually lead to the demon at Rumble.
Saying they eliminate each other, you mean? Or
no, like the two of them have a match at the Rumble. Mm. Not necessarily be in the Rumble. Or maybe they'll do both, but...
Yeah, I'd feel like they both have to be in the Rumble.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
That would be a cool showdown spot for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they both go to the Rumble, I mean, I know this is far now, but if they both go to the Rumble, who do you see taking out whom?
Mm. Well, in that case, if Joe's been getting the upper hand of this, then Finn would get the upper hand
in
the Rumble.
That's what I would think, too.
But also, though, it wouldn't shock me if either one of these guys did win the Rumble this year.
Oh, either one could definitely win the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Backstage, Kurt Angle talking with Jason Jordan. Jason says, I'm hurt. And Angle's like, what do you mean you're hurt? He's like, I was just trying to be a man and fight Triple H, but I'm still hurt. And Angle's like, well, you're going to fight Braun Strowman, and he's going to eat your leg. I'm paraphrasing.
No, I thought that's what he said.
Yeah, I think that's a direct quote.
I think so. I just read his lips.
I am starting to really get excited over what they're doing with Jason Jordan.
Are they doing? Tell us.
They're having him do his best to suck up, to try to take his dad's spot, but then when he's throwing in other things, then all of a sudden he starts trying to come up with excuses.
Mm-hmm.
So he's turning into a whiny little kid. To get what he wants, a spoiled, whiny little kid.
What was he whining about tonight? That he was hurt?
That now all of a sudden, I don't want to wrestle Strowman. I'm not 100%. I want him to wrestle Triple H, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think that's... God, where does that go? Because they had the chance last night. Jason Jordan had the chance to sabotage Team Raw.
He did.
I was hoping that was going to... Because they talked to him earlier.
I thought for sure that was what was going to happen.
And I said it when they did a backstage interview. I said, they're not doing that interview unless Jordan's coming out during the match.
Yeah, it was completely waste of airtime
mm-hmm.
for them to do it on
Sunday. And what a good way to wrap up the pedigree from the The last one. You know what I'm talking
sure.
about.
Sure. No. Trust me. I stumble. You stumble. We all Wonderful. Have a good time. It works.
Yeah, you could have had, I mean, when Triple H pedigreed Angle, mm-hmm. then you could have had Jordan come out to distract and let Shane somehow eliminate Triple H.
Yeah.
Then you have Strowman finish it up or whatever, but...
Or if anything, you could have had a massive change for Jason Jordan. He comes down, he messes up Team Raw, he screws over his dad all of a sudden. Oh my God. Like, he's the biggest spoiled brat in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't happen. And maybe this is a slow burn with Jason Jordan. Maybe, like you said, we keep seeing...
It's seed planting, I think. It really is. Like, the last few weeks, I feel like they've been starting it and starting it. And then, like, it paused for a bit. Because he had a little bit when he was going for the IC title, then it went away. Then all of a sudden he got matches with Cena and Reigns. Then it kind of went away and just kind of hung around with Elias for a few weeks. Then all of a sudden he got put on the Team Raw, and that's when it really started, like, people really started to notice this.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, with him, well, his crowd reactions are pretty much the same
yep.
as they have been. So hopefully it is some kind of a slow burn because, I don't know. Right now, it's kind of stagnant, but we'll see what happens. Next match of the evening, Asuka taking on Dana Brooke. Dana Brooke, she was really aggressive, and I liked it. And it was a short match, but it was fun. And, of course, Asuka with a zillion kicks, including a roundhouse, for the win. So Dana Brooke, you know, she stepped up, and then she got knocked out.
Yeah. Also, Asuka pulling a Captain Underpants. Underpants outside the shorts tonight. Loved it.
Really?
Big fan of the look. Yeah.
I thought
it's her regular gear.
Is it? I don't know. This is the first time I've ever looked.
I have a segment called Christian's Closet.
Okay,
I study the fashion on the wrestlers. I even have my own shirt for it.
Somebody in the chat mentioned that they want to do it.
Do what?
Christian's Closet.
Oh, no, you got to wait till Tuesday for that.
What is Christian's Closet?
At least one time per edition of SmackDown, I break down some new attire that a superstar might be wearing that night.
Okay.
And we play Billy and Chuck's music over it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Was there anyone that would qualify tonight?
Tonight? That's a good question. I mean, well, she kind of talked about Asuka stuff. Well, Gallows and Anderson debut their new t-shirts.
Yeah, big debut.
Yeah, a lot of Christmassy gifts.
The Nerd-O-Meter.
Yeah, that's a real thing?
That is a real t-shirt.
Okay. Yeah, and then Corey called Booker a nerd, and I'm surprised Booker didn't knock him out for it. Booker does not take jokes well, but he smiled.
I can tell.
Yeah. He smiled and laughed tonight. Thank God. Yeah, so Asuka destroys Dana Brooke as expected.
Yeah.
And she was also Soul Survivor, and she is not in the title picture, though.
Yeah. Weird.
But you don't want to bring her there immediately, even though everyone feels like, okay, she should be in the title picture and she'll win the title. But you have to have her at least go up the ladder to help put over the undefeated streak on the main roster.
Right. That's pretty much the way it should be. Plus, we had something happen with the women's division later on in the show.
Yes,
we did.
Which we'll get to. But first, it's Miz TV. Calls out Roman Reigns. No one shows up. Calls him out again. All of a sudden, the Shield shows up after, of course, he calls Baron Corbin irrelevant. Corbin won last night, which I was a little surprised by that.
Yeah.
But, hey, good for Corbin.
Corbin needed that win more than Miz did.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
The Shield hits the ring, and God, Miz can make any segment make sense, even when it doesn't make sense.
He's so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wants a thank you from The Shield for them being reunited. He said if it wasn't, what did he say it was going back to?
Back to Seth and Dean fighting.
Yeah.
Because he kind of got them together from a Miz TV segment.
Right. That's what it was. And he said, I'm the reason you guys got back together and you're selling all this merchandise. Matter of fact, give me a cut.
Yeah. You should thank me.
It's amazing. Bringing stories back together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who'd have thunk it?
I'm telling you. Miz can make anything make sense. And of course he wants a thank you. And that's when Seth and Dean say, you know, our main focus is to get the titles back. That's when Roman says, well, I want a title. I mean, what about you, Miz? You want to put that IC title on the line? And he's like, no. And then Bo steps in front and Curtis just stands there.
Mm-hmm.
And Bo says, you gotta go through us.
He's got a neck brace.
I know.
He can only do so much.
It's a soft collar. Those are very, very difficult to maneuver in.
Yes.
And so Bo says, you gotta go through us. Boom. They start beating him up. Everyone retreats. Miz hightails it. And the match gets made. Roman Reigns, The Miz, main event tonight for the IC title.
Miz TV just gets better and better.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
Miz TV is a show, man.
Mm-hmm. Why not? Give him
give him a talk show.
Give him a talk show like, you know, Gorilla and Bobby Heenan used to have. Why not?
Oh my God, Miz with like a half hour like late night show on the network would be incredible.
Sure.
Or a daytime TV show. Make him the Ellen of the network.
He's actually on his show. He's but he's like the announcer
on
like
MTV, right?
The host of MTV's The Challenge, which I cover.
Really?
Wait, who is
The Miz?
The Miz.
The Miz is the like
the, all the real world stuff he's done.
Yeah, he's like the host for the it's the
Can
Challenge
our listeners hear this, or are they just listening to silence?
Yeah, no, they
okay,
can hear
right.
Yeah, it's for the Challenge Reunion. He's the host of that.
Wait, he's the current host of the Challenge Reunion?
It was like the challenge, like the 30th season of it. He was the host of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Part 2 is gonna air, I believe, this week. Yeah.
The 30th season?
Well, the 30th challenge season. They do like 2 or 3 a year, I feel
okay,
like.
Please tell me they have some people on there from the first that are like 40 now and still not giving up.
They have like Derek, if you remember Derek.
I sure as hell don't.
No.
Okay, TJ?
If I remember...
Oh, TJ! No, I have no idea.
TJ... Like Lavin, TJ Lavin? The guy who used to host?
I'm not sure. I can't remember their
TJ Perkins?
Name. I just know by like first name basis. But you can all check it out on the after show. And
wow, that is something else.
Yeah.
Well, MTV, good call.
That sounded so sincere.
It's just like, how are you going to be 40 and still getting drunk on MTV and doing challenges? Like, that's just crazy.
Because I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, you're probably right. So that's going to be the main event. We got Roman Reigns taking on The Miz for the IC title. Backstage, Braun Strowman says that he's glad Jason Jordan is not afraid of him. Because
he's the only one.
There you go.
Strowman put Jordan over just now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Next, we got a singles match. Dean Ambrose taking on Sheamus. Of course, Rollins and Cesaro at ringside. This got all kinds of wacky. Rollins takes out Cesaro. The camera angle was perfect. You didn't see him coming then. Bam! Uh-huh. Through the second rope. Dirty Deeds for the win. Overall thoughts on this one? Nick O'Connor.
I like it. I love watching Dean Ambrose wrestle. I think he's so, like, I don't know. He's got crazy eyes, which I like a lot. He really sells it with his eyes.
Sure does.
I thought it was fun. They're two, like, well-matched guys. The Shield, I think, is, like, you don't want to give them too much airtime because, I don't know, they're just not that interesting to me. But it was, all things considered, I thought it was a good match.
Yep.
As much as I love these four... in any type of combination, can we name three other tag teams on Raw?
Okay.
Outside
no, yes. Yes, Anderson and Gallows.
Yeah, that's one.
Hang on.
The Hardy Brothers?
No, Jess Hurt. Yes.
The Hardy Brothers,
the Hardy siblings.
Technically,
the Hardy pals, the Hardy friends?
They count, right?
One of them can't compete right now, so one of them's just being singles. Like current healthy tag teams.
Primo and Epico.
They're on SmackDown.
Okay. Damn it.
But you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know because they never. Primo was hurt for months.
I didn't know that.
Heath
Slater and Rhino, are they?
That's right. Okay, that's two.
Okay. Gerald, help me out.
Someone in the chat says Dash and Dawson.
Well, technically,
Dawson's
sure.
still hurt.
Yeah, they are one.
I'm just saying, like, so there's been no tag team division, unfortunately, which should be. Yeah.
Sheamus Cesaro, The Shield.
Anderson and Gallows.
Heath and Rhino.
Dash and Dawson, who are not there currently.
Right.
Wow, guys, is that it? Are we missing anyone?
I can't think of who else there could be.
That's a great point.
And that's the one thing. So, like, the tag titles, as great as all these matches are, it's not building up the division. And I was feeling on SmackDown because we had Usos and New Day who just kept tearing it down week after week after week after week.
Oh, man.
But then we weren't building up any other tag team.
Well, I mean, a little bit of Gable and...
Well, then last few weeks, they finally started building up Gable and Benjamin now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mr. Raj, technically. Tag team.
Okay. Okay, I can accept that.
There you go.
But Axel's got a bad neck. So yeah.
Very bad neck.
Yeah.
Especially after tonight.
Apollo and Titus are technically a team?
Yeah.
They should be at this point. They might as well be.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I haven't even thought about that.
Gold Dust and that guy who loses.
What was it?
So in the chat room said Gold Dust and that guy who loses.
Golden Chris with the pop. Nicely.
Oh, man.
No, you're right. It's funny because, you know, the Bar and the Shield have been so good that you don't really even think about any other team competing with them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you're right. The question, you know, maybe we'll get a call up. Everyone in chat roll saying Authors of Pain going up there. You know, who knows?
Right.
But you're right. I mean, we're in SmackDown, though. tag teams?
So SmackDown, we currently have we have New Day, we have the Usos, we have Gable and Benjamin, we have Breezango, we have technically Ascension. Bludgeon Brothers are debuting. You have Hype Bros.
So you could say KO and Sammy.
Yep, and that's pretty much a tag team now too. So that's eight teams right there.
It's a lot of tag teams. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. SmackDown wins.
Finally!
Yay!
It's about time.
Matt Hardy's in the locker room with Jason Jordan, and he wants to know about Braun Strowman. And Matt says, "Well, you know, he's a monster among men, and sometimes it's just not your night." Yeah.
And then he turned into a bat and flew away.
And he yelled, "Broken!" Actually, he can't do that yet.
He was listening to a lot of Michael Cole commentary because he had a lot of his catchphrases in his. He's a monster among men.
You gotta say him. And actually, by December 19th, Matt might be able to get ownership of Broken. Yeah. I'm waiting on those Anthem folks.
It's a Christmas miracle.
To decide. I know. Let's hope.
Oh, God. I hope he puts out a holiday special.
That'd be incredible.
Just to announce that he can say it.
Yeah. Yeah. And they air it on Adult Swim at like 4 a.m.
Yes.
Oh, just God. Like Too Many Cooks.
Matt Hardy, if you were listening, please hire me to write for that.
He mm-hmm. listens.
Please.
He listens to everything.
He listens. He hears us all.
He's always listening.
So here's the segment I'm looking forward to talking about. So Alexa Bliss hits the ring, and she says, I don't want anyone's pity. I don't care about your tweets. Yeah, I lost to Charlotte, but I'm still the goddess. Then a whole melee of ladies. First off, you have Mickie James. She wants the title. You got Bayley. She wants the title. She's a whole different woman now. You got Sasha Banks. She wants to be the boss. Alicia Fox is the captain of the Raw team that won. You can't argue with her there. They all want a title shot. Kurt Angle says, fine, fatal four-way match right now to determine the number one contender. And we're thinking, your first thought, Nicole, who's going to win this one?
Pre the big reveal.
Yeah.
I thought Mickey. I wanted it to be Sasha, but I thought Mickey.
Christian?
I thought it was going to be Bayley.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, now we're going to see the whole new aggressive side. Am I going to want to get that title again?
Yeah. I mean, I'm always rooting for Mickey. That's what I was going for. But we didn't even get very far into this match before Paige's music hits and she makes a return. She played with the crowd a little bit and she said, yeah, I'm back. But I didn't come alone. At that point, I was like,
Yeah.
Is El Patron going to come out? What's happening? No, obviously that's
not. No, that's not going to happen.
Certainly not going to happen. But wow, we get a debut from Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose. And the three of them beat the holy bejesus out of everybody.
Yeah.
And this is definitely not what I saw coming. I mean, I don't really understand. I know Mandy and Sonya were both products of Tough Enough.
Right.
But Paige sure wasn't.
She was a judge on it. She was a coach on it.
Okay. Was she a coach for...
Well, she was one of the like judges to help determine. It was like her and Hogan / Miz.
That's right.
And who was the other one? Jericho hosted it.
Yep. And how many years ago are we talking? Three?
Two to 3 years.
And that's the same Tough Enough where we got Patrick Clark.
The Velveteen Dream.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a pretty solid...
And ZZ.
Yeah.
Don't forget ZZ.
And he's gone.
Everyone else is gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the winners were gone.
To be fair, though, that's a
ZZ
pretty good...
ZZ never got his cardio up, right? That was his deal.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
If you're 19 and don't have cardio, yeah. Let's be real about that. But no, that's a pretty good Tough Enough class. If you get three people that make NXT / main roster, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Especially when you're as good as Patrick Clark. Holy smokes.
Yeah. That was the match of the weekend.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and then some. But anyway, so these three women just destroy the entire Raw roster, and like Corey Graves said, flips the entire women's division upside down, and it needed to be done, because the women's division on Raw was the same thing every single week.
Yeah, this is definitely going to make things a lot better.
This is almost like, I don't want to say a female NWO, but it kind of had the feelings of it a little bit, didn't it?
Well, you have three completely different styles that are all coming together for some... We don't know exactly why yet, which is cool.
Well, Mandy Rose, I didn't realize she's gotten really strong. I don't know much about her. I barely saw her in Tough Enough, and she looked pretty powerful.
Yeah, she's all about like the fitness, physical strength, and the charisma. Then you got Sonya, who's the submission, especially the MMA background. And then you got Paige.
Congratulations to her, former
AfterBuzz alum.
Yeah, former AfterBuzz host. Couldn't be more proud of her. I mean, she deserves it. She's a great person. I used to love hanging out with her. And now, I mean, damn.
Yeah. We will all be making our WWE debuts next year.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I've already got my outfit ready.
Ooh.
It's another Christmas Closet segment.
That's a whole show.
Yeah, that's an entire show.
So, oh boy, someone already is naming them in chat roll.
Uh-oh. Mm. Do I want to know what they're saying?
It's an acronym.
Is that all I need?
Paige, Mandy, Sonya.
Oh, that's been done.
I think it has, right?
Terry and Jackie were PMS.
Okay.
Huh.
I think you might
with
be
meat.
Right. With who?
With meat. Sean Stasiak.
I totally forgot about it. He's a doctor now, by the way.
I know. He's like a chiropractor or something.
Hey, good for him.
He goes, I don't know. I see his Twitter account. He's Dr. Stasiak, and I think he might be a health and wellness doctor. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But hey.
He used to be known as Meat.
Good for him. So they destroy everybody, and this is exciting stuff.
Yes,
it's good to see Paige back. I'm glad she's okay, and I'm glad she's in the, you know, working out everything. And wow.
Yeah.
I'm
also
excited.
If any of our listeners know what kind of lipstick she was wearing, please DM me on Twitter because I need to.
I know it was red.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm here for.
And you know, I the last thing I thought would be those two moving up to the main roster. We haven't even seen them featured on NXT really. So
Mandy Rose has only been on NXT TV once.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
That goes to show that they definitely pulled one over on everybody. I mean, that's something, because everyone talks about NXT like, oh, it's got to be, you know, who's the new person? Now they're saying like, oh, Peyton and Billy, they're coming up or whatever. But no, these are two women who weren't really on television that much on NXT.
Yeah.
Sonya was.
I'm interested to know how Peyton and Billy react to that.
Oh, we'll find out tomorrow on SmackDown. Hopefully.
Oh.
Fingers crossed.
Is that your prediction?
That's my prediction. I'm hoping.
That'd
please,
be cool.
Please.
It'd be really... Don't you want to wait a week, though?
Oh, somebody says that Sonya has a match coming up with Ruby Riott, so maybe she's going to...
That's like one more on NXT.
Oh, well, of course, they tape things ahead of time, so she might be double-dipping a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But either way, congratulations, and that's a big, big, you know, moment for their careers and for their lives to make that debut. And they made the most of it. And then they beat Alexa up backstage. They walk up to her, and Alexa says, "Nice to meet you." Dead silence. She's like, "Nice to meet you." Dead silence. Kick to the belly, and then just beat the whole hell out of her.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I mean, it was a cool backstage moment, too. Like, I have no complaints about...
I loved it.
Really.
Also, when Alicia Fox ran out of the ring, it looked like she was going to like leap through the back wall
cartoon
style and like leave an imprint of her body.
I think she tried to do that.
I cannot get enough of Alicia Fox. The way she ran away, first off, it was so brilliant. As she ran past the camera, you heard her scream, "Yeah!" Like perfect audio.
Yeah.
And she, I've never so fast up that ramp. I mean, she's got long legs, but wow, she ran up there so fast, and it was so comical and great.
Is that Kat Von D underage red tip real? I'm going to look into it. Thank you for whoever commented that in the chat room.
Wait, is that
her
own lipstick?
It's Kat Von D's brand of lipstick, shade underage red.
That's a really weird name.
I don't like that name.
Yeah, they're all like that. Thank you, Montserrat.
I'm not a fan of that merchandise.
Montserrat's a very knowledgeable person. She knows
apparently
a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah.
But why? There's other names similar to that for
my. I have a blue lipstick from her line that's just named Poe, like Edgar Allan Poe.
That's
not,
fine.
Not like the Teletubby.
It's not underage.
Yeah. Edgar Allan Poe is a grown ass man when his heart was talking to him. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll look into it.
You don't want underage people wearing that type of lipstick.
That's disturbing.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Jason Jordan taking on Braun Strowman. This doesn't get very far. Jason Jordan gets thrown outside the ring, lands wrong on his left knee. Ouch, that hurts. And then, oh my God, it's a damn demon! Kane comes out, chair shots all over the place. Chair shot to the throat. He bolts. Braun Strowman can't even breathe. They're trying to get him medical attention. He's like, no. And next thing you know, we come back. He refused medical attention and just left the arena.
Yeah.
So if you find him, he might be gasping for air.
He just needed to get out in that
very,
very moist, refreshing Houston, Texas air.
Which
there's nothing like humidity and smog to help you breathe.
Yes.
For sure. And the thing is, I like this reminds me, you know, when the whole ambulance thing happened where he got smashed in it or whatever, he crawled out and he's like, "No one touch me." He just just like, you know, just like Bigfoot, he just crawls back into the forest.
He'll be back next week.
Yeah. Or he just lives in a garbage truck for 2 weeks. I love everything about him. He's so 80s.
Mm-hmm.
That it's great. The guy does anything he wants. And even after he gets beat up, he's still like, "I don't need to breathe."
I think one of my like favorite moments with him was on last week's Raw, where Kurt Angle is just breaking down like what everyone's match is going to be, and as he turns to him, I want Kane.
Yeah,
give me now.
But Braun, I want Kane. Okay,
all right. I loved it. That's all I needed to say.
He gets it, man.
Yes,
his comedic timing is brilliant. Except he's 9'2" and weighs 500 pounds, so you're not gonna laugh at his face.
And moves faster than some of the cruiserweights.
Oh man. Yeah, just everything about Braun, man. He just gets it, and it's fantastic. Let's see. Raw next week is in Kane's hometown of Knoxville, so that where he's and Kane's also running for mayor of Knob County, Tennessee, Knox County.
Is that real?
Yes.
No, for real. Yeah.
I had no idea.
He's legit running for mayor.
I'm the signs don't say Kane for mayor. They say Isaac Yankum for mayor.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to vote a dentist then. Anyway, quick shout-outs to Andrea Beeler. Your birthday this Friday. Happy birthday.
Yay!
And Angie Harris, all the way from Hawaii. It's her child's. I forget if it's her son or daughter's 6-year-old birthday. Happy birthday to your child. I'll make sure. Technically, I got that
happy
right.
Happy birthday to your spawn.
His name is Jacob.
Huh?
Jacob.
Jacob! That's probably a boy.
So that's a boy. Happy birthday to your boy, Jacob. All right. That's all the birthday shout-outs we have.
Gender is fluid.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We support either one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Enzo Amore brags about his buddies, you know, his whole crew. He's got Drew Gulak, Nice, you got Daivari, you got Noam Dar, says something good about them all.
Mm-hmm.
Interrupted by Rich Swann. Swann calls him a catchphrase in a t-shirt.
Gulak was interrupted by Swann.
That's true.
Always interrupted, as one of the announcers pointed out.
I love me some Gulak.
Gulak is saving 205 Live. Gulak is making a better 205 Live.
He's really killing it.
He certainly is. And you know, he's had it in him. Like, he's a goofy dude.
Yeah, they finally just figured out how to use him.
Sure. And it's working. So it breaks off into an 8-man tag, ends up with Mustafa Ali hitting the 054 for the win, which, as we heard three times, it's the 450 backwards.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Any thoughts?
It was a good match. It still didn't really help elevate who's going to be the next in line to face Enzo. But
no.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a mess. A little bit all over the place. The cruiserweights are all like supreme athletes, so it's always going to be fun to watch. But it wasn't. By the end of the match, I was like, well, I don't think that we learned anything that we didn't know before the match happened. Yeah.
Do you think this is just kind of a holding pattern in case Neville works things out?
I think maybe.
It's possible. Again, they got some time before they have to start building up Rumble matches, so hopefully they think in the next 3 weeks or so that something happens.
Yeah. I mean, Mustafa Ali, I think they had something going on for a little bit, and I think that'd be fun. And I love Cedric. I wish they would just give him the chance to have, you know, a character. But and he hasn't really shown that yet. But he's great. We know that much.
Yeah.
So we shall see. Renee Young outside of the locker room with Kurt Angle. She wants to know about Braun Strowman. He says, I don't know about Braun Strowman. He left. That's all I know. I got to check on my son. Goes in and check on Jason. And, you know, Jason, once again, you mentioned earlier, feels like he left him down. Miz shows up, and I love this, to where Miz is mad. He doesn't want to do the title match against Roman. And Kurt's like, hey, I'm trying to take care of my son here. And Miz goes, he's not going anywhere.
He's hurt.
Yeah, just classic. And Angle shoos him away. He's like, you're going to do the match. Shut up. And then it closes with Jason Jordan just saying that Matt Hardy was right. It's
he's a monster.
Among men.
Among them.
But the biggest story here is Braun Strowman left early. Kurt Angle shunned Miz and the Miz Rusher trying to leave early a few weeks ago, and he just lets Strowman come and go when he pleases.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on Kurt Angle. Shame.
Mm-hmm.
Shame him! I wish New Day would do that again.
Yes.
Shaming people's the best.
Yeah.
I did that actually about a year ago.
You shamed someone?
I sure did. So where I lived, there was a tandem parking spot with one of my roommates, right? And
a tandem parking spot?
It's where two cars at the
park. Oh, you are new to LA.
Oh, I have one of those. I've just never heard it called a tandem parking spot. Okay.
So one night, roommate was out of town, so I had the whole tandem spot to myself. I pull in, and this is like after midnight. I get home very late, and I'm tired when I get home. There's a car taking up both spots tandem. Don't know who it is. And obviously, it's after midnight. I have no idea. So I couldn't park there. And I was angry. I'm trying to figure out what to do. I'm losing sleep. And I was like, you know what? Certain things are worth losing sleep. I just happen to have a whole big bag of rubber snakes that I bought one time, and I just keep them.
Like you do.
Like I do. I also went up and I made a whole bunch of signs that said shame, exclamation point, and they're about yay big. I decorated the car with rubber snakes and signs that say shame all over it.
Is right. there a photo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you need to show me this afterwards.
It's on. It got a lot of Twitter heat, that's for sure. People loved it.
I need to see this.
Yeah, because sometimes you got to shame someone if they're not going to behave right. Don't take my parking space.
Did you ever find out who it was?
No, just some idiot. I mean, where I was living, that part of Hollywood, it's a bunch of riffraff. Someone just decided to take my spot. I'll use the term riffraff. I don't care.
Yeah. I believe that's how they referred to Aladdin.
I'm shocked. Shocked and appalled by this crazy Monday Night Raw language that you.
Yeah.
You convey.
I'm a hip guy. So Elias sings about Matt Hardy, and once again he gets interrupted. Matt Hardy attacks, and it's all over in about 45 seconds. So he attacks. Elias retreats.
The end.
But Elias did win last night in the pre-show.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, why didn't those matches count?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Did he sing?
I don't remember. So.
I don't know. Let's see. Montserrat says, we shame Johnny all the time for not knowing pop culture references, like not knowing what Pokemon are. I know what Pokemon is. I just don't know the names.
More importantly, in the chat, I think it says Brady Allen says, Christian's merch greater than Neville's merch.
Whose merch?
Ooh.
Christian's merch.
Greater than who?
Neville's.
Oh, I don't even know. Does Neville have merch?
I think he has a shirt.
Cool. All right. I'm on board for that. Thank you, I almost said Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Jesus, she, Fernando's Ramos. I appreciate you.
No, you said it wrong. It's actually Jesus.
It might be. I'll pray to you, sir. All right. Main event time. Miz versus Roman Reigns. Wow. This match, once again, let's sing the praises of them both. They put on great matches, and the chemistry was phenomenal. A lot of kicks coming in from The Miz, the Superman punch from the top rope. Then a whole Donnybrook breaks out. You have the Shield come down. You have the rest of the Miztourage. You have the bar, everything going on. Skull-crushing finale. Kick out. More craziness. A spear. And I'm like, no way he's going to win this title. He just won the title.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Everyone... Oh, when they see on paper, like, Miz taking on someone like Roman Reigns, Miz versus Finn Balor, Miz, you know, versus, like, the quote-unquote main eventers.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, oh, well, they're just going to crush him. Everyone always underestimates how good of a match The Miz can pull.
Absolutely. You know why?
He's, for me, the best wrestler on the roster, I think. He's my favorite. I'll watch him
wrestle anybody. He's easily the best heel.
Oh, for sure. I think, you know what it is? It's that when someone is so reliable, you kind of start taking him for granted.
Mm-hmm. He's so good that you don't realize how good he is,
I think. That, and of course, the fans have always had a mostly hate-hate relationship with him, and when you really don't like someone, you're not going to give them credit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like he's always been there. He's always stepped it up. And on the mic, I mean, like I said, you can argue Superstar of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Neville was mine until everything that happened. Obviously, we don't know if he's coming back. You can argue Kevin Owens, Superstar of the Year. Obviously, there's AJ Styles, without a doubt. But you can't argue against Miz. I mean, he's been...
Give that man a slammy.
He's been carrying the show. And he needs to be recognized for it. And this match, him and Roman put on a great one.
It was excellent. Excellent match. But yeah, like you, it was just like, oh, we're giving Roman the Intercontinental.
Were you surprised by that?
I was to an extent. I can definitely see them having a feud where I was thinking maybe Roman would eventually win it, like Miz would get himself DQ'd tonight or something like that, and they kept it going. But to have Roman win the first match and win the title, because now Miz has to get it back.
And Miz was doing, the IC title was really good on his shoulder, like I thought. Nicole, what do you think?
I'm just not sure where they're gonna go with it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, now who takes on Roman? How many times do we see Miz try to get it back?
I think Miz will get it back eventually from him.
I think he has to.
I think Miz is going to be the first 10-time Intercontinental Champion. I'm convinced that they're going to give him that.
I believe that
could be his thing,
right?
Sure. I mean, of course, you know, Ambrose and Rollins, they want the tag titles back. Is it a point where we get all three of them holding a title? Maybe, but I did not see this coming at all. I mean, The Miz was running with that IC title, and all of a sudden Roman just shows up and is like, hey, man, I want it too.
Yeah.
All right. It was very surprising to me.
Because I don't know. Part of me wonders if they're laying the groundwork to maybe break up the Shield a little bit. But I don't know.
How so?
I feel, see, every way that I'm solving that puzzle is too complicated for it to make sense.
Do you think, I mean, I'd still like to believe that we're going to have a triple threat amongst the Shield at WrestleMania, perhaps.
Yeah.
They stay tight up until then, sell all the merchandise, and maybe they stay tight even at WrestleMania, but something happens where they have to have a triple threat. So that's the possibility, I guess. But I was very surprised. I thought The Miz was doing great things with this title. So
I thought he was, too. My hope, but not my expectation, is that Roman will do something interesting with it, and his character will maybe develop a little bit more, and we'll see him do something interesting. I think it would be really fun to see him almost become, obviously not a Miz-like character, because only the Miz is the Miz, but I think he could really, like, if this title goes to his head, then I think that could maybe be a fun way to start driving a wedge between him and the rest of the Shield.
Well, he was definitely happier to win this title than he was to win the U.S. title.
Yeah.
There you go. And also, Zeno Hour, great point. It's time for Miz to be in the Universal title scene. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Lesnar still has that in his belly, so we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know how he would take that off Lesnar.
Man. Heyman said some great things about AJ.
Yes, he did.
Oh, boy. And he was right.
Mm-hmm.
He was... What a match they put on. I mean, we got to go, but what a match they put on.
Yeah.
I mean, Brock Lesnar, you could see the utmost respect he had for AJ Styles, just like everyone does. AJ is just, he's one of the best ever.
Yeah.
You can't deny it. Gosh.
He's so good, so fun to watch.
And Lesnar is too, though. Mm-hmm. Lesnar took a beating from AJ.
Yeah.
Whew. I'm so glad that AJ won that title. No disrespect to gender, but that match would not have been the same.
I agree.
No, not at all.
Not even close. So with that said, this was the show, everyone. We hope you enjoyed it. Christian Rosenberg, put yourself over.
I will gladly do so. Twitter, at Will Rosenberg. Instagram, The Will Rosenberg. ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. And collarandelbowbrand.com. Use the promo code Rosenberg. Save yourself 10% of orders.
Wow.
Big Black Friday sales coming soon on ProWrestlingTees and Collar and Elbow. So stay tuned for those. And I'll see you guys tomorrow for SmackDown After Buzz.
Nicole Conlon.
Twitter, Nicole Conlon. Instagram, The Nicole Conlon. And I'm a consulting producer for a new show called XSW, which will stream on Powerbomb TV sometime this week. We just finished cutting the first show. It's a wrestling show. It's a comedy wrestling show. And you can see me most Sunday nights at UCB Sunset at the Inner Sanctum with my mess hall team, Dynamite.
Nice.
Awesome.
Let's see here. QuastoAlbum.com. Pick up the new comedy album. I'd appreciate you forever if you did that. I think you'd enjoy it. Also, let's see what else. Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, our next and final taping of the year, Sunday, December 3rd. It is Milestone, and the card is amazing. We have Scorpio Sky taking on Rocky Romero. We got Brian Cage taking on Jack Swagger. We have Watts and Tito for the Hollywood Heritage title. Pac 3, Reno Scum, the whole deal. It's going to be really good. If you're in Southern California, do that. If not, check your local listings on the CW. We air every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. in select markets. Check that out as well. Otherwise, jlocomedy.com. I'm at the Irvine Improv this weekend with my buddy Brad Williams. So if you want to have some laughs in Orange County after the holiday, please come out and check it out. Thank you to Tony in the booth. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We love you. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.